many working Americans say they make a trade-off. They do their jobs, and the work affects their health. 4 out of 10 people surveyed said this. Many say they face so much stress that it harms their health. The survey comes from NPR News with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Working people who are disabled are especially likely to say their jobs add to their stress. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
The morning I meet with Jason Olson at his condominium in Gaithersburg, traffic is terrible, so we start trading commuter complaints. He wins.
In fact, the other day I had to wait 45 minutes to finally get a train where I could get myself and the wheelchair onto the train.
Once, someone ran their luggage over his foot, breaking it in multiple places. But because a car accident paralyzed Olson from mid-chest down, he didn't realize it. Then, just 2 weeks earlier, he'd fallen ill at work.
3 hours later, I'm at the ER, and 2 hours later, I'm in the ICU. Some of this stuff, you know, when you don't have the sensation, your body doesn't give you a lot of warning signs.
Warning signs, in this case, that a cut on his foot had turned into a septic infection that hospitalized him for 2 weeks. So yes, Olson says it's not surprising that a study finds work adds more stress for people with disabilities. Our workplace and health survey found 62% of people with disabilities say their job adds to their stress level. Perhaps more stark is that over a third of disabled workers say their job has a bad impact on their overall health. That's more than double the rate for their non-disabled peers. Olson, who works on disability policy for the federal government, says it often isn't the work that's stressful, but the time, energy, and physical toll it takes to get to the office, sit in a chair for hours, and manage the other demands of living with a disability. Demands that require specialized equipment and extra time and care.
This is the roll-in shower. Pretty typical, you know.
Because he uses a catheter and other equipment, going to the bathroom can take an hour. When he falls ill, it even affects his wife BJ's work schedule as an ER nurse.
I think it's a double-edged sword. I want him to go and do work and stuff like that. But then because of his physical problems, it makes it harder to work.
Jason Olson's main source of stress relief, he says, are his son, Gunnar, and baby daughter, Scotty.
Who's that guy?
Darth Vader.
You like Darth Vader. Who's your favorite bad guy?
Darth Vader.
They keep him motivated.
Your option is either to sacrifice some of your own self-care and health or to live in destitution. And for me, that's not a choice.
Cheryl Bates Harris is an advocacy specialist with the National Disability Rights Network. She says on balance, the income, independence, and social contact that work provides are good for people with disabilities.
We have study after study that shows that for people with psychiatric disabilities, work is part of recovery, and it helps them.
But you can also see how it adds stress.
If you're worried about whether your performance is going to be acceptable, whether they're going to keep you beyond your probationary period, whether there's going to be opportunity for advancement, God forbid that you should request some kind of reasonable accommodation, I imagine that could be stressful for people.
Bates Harris says employers worry accommodating disabilities might cost a pretty penny. In fact, the average cost is about $500 per person. Judy Owen says that persistent misconception is one reason she started Opportunity Works 5 years ago, helping more than 70 people with disabilities find jobs. She says it can be so hard to find jobs, some people might stick with a bad one.
You might have five other friends with disabilities who don't have jobs at all. So you just kind of deal with the bad environment you're in because at least you have a job.
That was not the case for James Schwanick, who left his previous job in IT after his boss fell ill.
And that actually prompted me to go find a different job because I didn't have the arranged accommodation that was there previously.
The accommodations in his case were basic. His boss took care to face him when talking so Schwanick could read his lips. Without the boss, the workplace seemed less welcoming. Coworkers ridiculed him for trying to teach them basic sign language. His experience appears to be fairly common. According to our survey, just over a third of disabled workers said their workplace policies helped them. But more than half rated their workplace fair or poor in terms of providing a healthy work environment. Clay Bradley says that's still progress. The 51-year-old, who was born missing part of each limb, recalls the era before the Americans with Disabilities Act when buses often didn't come with ramps.
Now buses automatically have ramps in them. When I was using buses, in the 90s or 80s, half of them would have ramps and half of them wouldn't, you know, so you'd have to schedule your trip for a bus that was going to have a ramp on it.
Bradley, who works in customer service at a health insurance firm, says other than a ramp, he requires no special equipment.
I use both arms and I can touch the keys individually. I make some mistakes, but I've used computers so long, I correct them very quickly. So my typing speed's about 35 words a minute.
Once he's at work, he says work is just as stressful for him as the next person. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
And we'll have more about the results of our new workplace and health poll later today on All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to find out how it affects your health when you fail to take vacation days.